In fact, now with a visit from St. John's Prep High School football coach, Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, two great weeks for you guys, starting with LaSalle 2 weeks ago and then Malden Catholic this past weekend. What did you learn from the MC game? Because according to the Salem News account, you got off immediately with another special teams touchdown.
Yeah, it's 4 weeks in a row we've had a return touchdown in special teams. So that's a record here. I don't know how many schools have done that. It's pretty rare, but we work really hard on our special teams, and we've got some weapons back there. And getting ahead with special teams return touchdowns is never a bad thing. So, you know, it's been great to see.
Do you have guys who just play on special teams?
Some of our special teams are guys that are probably one play away from being starters, and then some guys are actual starters.
Okay.
Kind of mix and match. But the returners, we have some skill, and we use them.
Well, you obviously have skill in offense, piling up 50 points. Maybe a quick recap of your offense?
Yeah, we're physical. We ran the ball. We ran the ball really well. We're efficient. And, you know, they're a struggling program right now. So we went in with a mindset. We wanted to get on them early and kind of, you know, take away any hope that they had maybe coming in and hanging. So I thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Do you get more kids into a game like that, as you say, the kids who might be one play away from, you know, making a starting lineup? In that kind of a game, are you able to get them in?
Yeah, we got every senior in. It was senior night. We've gotten every senior in a couple games so far this year, which is always a bonus to be able to reward those kids. But, you know, those aren't the first things going on in your mind, but we're always cognizant of it. I talk to my coaches during the game when we start to see a game get like that. It's how do we, you know, reward the right kids, the kids that have been working, and get them some playing time. Cause, you know, as you know, football, very tough sport. You only get to play once a week, and you show up and you practice, put all this hard work
right.
And sometimes you don't see the time on game day, and that's empty. That's an empty feeling. So we try to reward kids as best we can.
Well, the other thing, too, is I understand in your league, you know, with your level of play, you need to get your guys acclimated to the full 44 minutes or whatever, 48 minutes, I guess it is now. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult balancing act for any coach, I would think. Coach, I want to ask you about video. and this may seem like a silly question, but when you watch video, do you ever look at your team as though they were the opposition while you're critiquing that video?
Constantly. We self-scout ourselves as we scout our opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a critical piece in understanding who you are, strengths and weaknesses, and understanding how teams possibly will attack you. I think it's an absolutely critical piece for any coaching staff, that self-scout piece, and we spend a lot of time on it. We film our practices, so we watch our practices. I haven't told the kids that yet.
Well, they know now, I guess. If anybody listens.
I'm just kidding. We do film them, and they know. I had a camera installed this year, which I love. It's my new toy, and they know about it. And we're big on film preparation and self-scout.
Well, they asked Tom Brady one time, classic answer. They said, how much film do you watch? And he said, all of it. And it sounds like that's what you and your coaching staff do, too.
It's part of the profession. I mean, it's just if you want to do a great job and you care about it, and we all do, that's what we do. That's our lab, you know, our laboratory.
When you, taking on an opponent like Catholic Memorial, with which you guys are so familiar over the years and so on, you know, do you look at a particular game, or do you try to look as many games as you can, or different clips? How does that work, Coach?
Yeah, it's about trying to accumulate film. You know, we don't get film from them, so you have to kind of go try and find it.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly have film of our games against them. So, you know, we know what they are. We scout them when we can. I think we've played enough over the years that although the faces sometimes change, two head coaches haven't changed, the staffs haven't really changed, and I think we kind of have a good feel for who we are and how we match up.
When you see a game like you guys had against Malden Catholic, do you pick out stuff with the kids that this is a silly question too, but still needs to be worked on, or is this stuff that they just, you know, with that, in that kind of a game, there might not be much where you could really criticize your own team?
Oh, we find ways.
Okay.
We're great at conjuring and manufacturing things.
I see.
No, there's always things that we can work on. There's always plays. There's always little details, especially at this level. Effort, never an issue. But, you know, the details, the finer points is always teaching. I think that's one of the attractions of coaching at this level. If you're a teacher and you have a teacher background, it's you always have the ability to teach. And the kids, our kids are very receptive to that. And that's one of the, you know, one of the perks for me. I really enjoy that piece, teaching the details, teaching the game. I enjoy doing that.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great to hear. Especially coming from a guy with your background, that's super. Coach, so final thoughts now on preparation this week for Catholic Memorial. It's just a gigantic game.
Yeah, I mean, they belong in the SEC, so you start there.
Okay. Yep.
They're probably good enough to win some games in that league. So, you know, going in, they're the most talented team you're going to see. But I think we got some talent. We got some kids that play the right way, play hard, and we turn the focus inward. We do that every week, but we're going to do that this week as well. It's about us taking the next step in our process and becoming the best team we can be. And I know that sounds maybe a little cliche, but we believe it, we live it, and we expect to go down there and put on a show and play really well. And, you know, I came to St. John's Prep as a student athlete. It's why these kids want to play football here. It's games like this. This is why you do it. So motivation will not be an issue. It usually isn't, but it certainly won't be this week. And we have a ton of respect for them. Like I said, they're the most talented team we'll play. But we look forward to it.
Well, the one final thought I had was you're talking about believing in your kids and so on. I hear that with coaches at all levels, and it's so important, as you just mentioned, as a teacher, not to have the false kind of confidence, but the actual humility kind where you know you're good, but we got to get better.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, that's kind of our mantra. We kind of live that. We talk about it all the time. We're not into perfect. I don't even want perfect. I want kids to learn from mistakes, learn from film, grow, teams to grow, and we've done a really good job at that over the years. And again, that's one of the pieces of the process that I love the most, seeing the growth of a team. It doesn't always work the way you want to, but lately, last couple of years, it has, and this team is sending me signals that they kind of get it. But this is a great barometer. This is a great test. But on the same token, it's a game in October. It's one game, and there'll be games after, and we got to learn and grow from it, whether we win or lose, and on to the next. And I think we will.
Excellent. Coach, good luck. The eyes of the North Shore are going to be looking at you guys this weekend.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Coach. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.